Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm so glad that you're here. I'm Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. We're diving into God's Word to allow Him to change our heart so we can change the public square. Hey, if you like these videos, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, and comment. It's important for the algorithms to help us reach more and more people. So I encourage you that you'll partner as a defender with us in doing so. Today's scripture comes from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 1 through 8. It says, "Finally then, brethren, we urge and exhort in the Lord Jesus that you should abound more and more." Now, it's interesting because he says, I'm exhorting you to abound in something even greater and greater, just as you received from us how you ought to walk and please God. Today, as you enter the public square, I want to encourage you to abound more and more in pleasing God. For you know that what commandments we gave you through the Lord Jesus. So he says, hey, I gave you the commandments. I mean, Jesus' commandments were very simple. Love God with all your heart and love your neighbor as yourself. Not difficult. Yet we need to practice that as we live our daily lives, whether it's in honesty or truthfulness, or whether it's in the policies that we're passing or the areas that we're interacting, or whether it's in athletics or whatever it might be, we need to abound in loving God, glorifying Him, and loving our neighbor. For this is the will of God. Some people say, I don't know the will of God. It says it right here. Your sanctification. Now, sanctification is simply a word that means that you're set apart. It's God purifying you, making you holy, causing all the stuff of your flesh to fall off so that you can pick up your cross daily and follow after Jesus. That you should abstain from sexual immorality. We should be men and women of purity. That each of you should know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification and honor. For most of us, our mouth can get away with us. We speak things out of anger or frustration, or we're silent and our hearts get away with us. But we need to be vessels of honor and sanctification, not in passion of lust like the Gentiles who do not know God. This is the thing. If you are a Christ follower, you know God. You know how he wants to be glorified. The word of God is written on your hearts. And so what we see is that oftentimes people in the public square think, well, I just don't know what to do in this situation. No, it's that we don't want to do that in that situation. God is going to give you boldness and courage today, and he's going to allow you to speak truth and do it in a way that is love or palatable. That no one should take advantage of and defraud his brother in this matter, because the Lord is the avenger of all such, as we also forewarned you and testify. So we see that we shouldn't take advantage or defraud, but we should know that God does avenge and leave room for the wrath of God, as it says in Romans. For God did not call us to uncleanness, but in holiness. He's called us to be holy people, to walk according to his ways, to be led by the Spirit of God, to walk in those things in a way. So today's going to be a great day because the Holy Spirit is empowering you to glorify God. Therefore, he who rejects this does not reject men, but God who has given us his Holy Spirit. God's Holy Spirit dwells inside of each and every Christ follower. So today, you're going to have boldness. God's going to give you divine conversations, divine moments to speak into people's lives truth. And I would encourage you, it's not about parties or it's not about people. It's about these principles that come from the Word of God, that we are to be free and to be people who can speak truth and to be able to say our opinions in a way that is glorifying to God. It's okay to disagree with someone. It's how you do it that's so incredibly important. So if you love these devotionals, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, comment. It is important for the algorithms to get us to the top of the channel. And I want to encourage you to be a part of the public square today. So go out there and defend in advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.